Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we have a great sports break for you today as we kick off the month of October, October 1st, sports history coming up in just a moment after we tell you about our great email newsletter that comes out each and every day, 6:30 a.m. So easy to sign up for. If you haven't done it already, make sure you do it now. You can sign up in the show notes of this very podcast or go to jerseydispatch.com or pigskindispatch.com. Real simple to sign up for at our email subscription. Now, our uniform numbers we'll talk about for this October 1st. There's a bunch of them. 3, 27, 19, 8, 17, 35, 9, 39, 43, 10, and number 34, 4, 19, number 22, 21, and number 99. Starting off October 1st, 1903, the first baseball World Series game ever was played in a matchup of the best American League team versus the top National League squad. In the series, the Pittsburgh Pirates defeated the Boston Americans 7-3 at Huntington Avenue Park. Pirate Jimmy Sebring hit the first home run in World Series history, and DeFelipe was the first ever winning pitcher, and Cy Young took the loss of the inaugural contest on the mound for Boston. October 1st, 1908, the future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Jack Chesbro records a final victory of the New York Highlanders before being waived and is claimed by the Boston Red Sox. In the game, he helped defeat Walter Johnson and the Washington Senators 2-1 for the Highlanders' victory. October 1st, 1919, the infamous Black Sox Baseball World Series begins with the Cincinnati Reds' Dutch Ruther pitching a six-hitter and hitting three RBIs on two triples and a single for a 9-1 rout of the White Sox. October 1st, 1922, the St. Louis Cardinals second baseman Rogers Hornsby goes 3-for-5 in a 7-1 regular season ending win versus the Chicago Cubs. This timely hitting improved his batting average to .401, making him the only MLB player ever to bat .400 and hit 40 home runs in the same season. October 1st, 1932, number 3, Babe Ruth's legendary call, where he had some words from the Cubs dugout. Then he looks and points to center field before hitting a home run into the Wrigley Field bleachers in the fifth inning. Game 3 of the World Series is what that game was, and the Yankees won the game partly due to this monster shot and a 7-5 victory. October 1st, 1933, Babe Ruth makes his final pitching appearance in the majors. The Bambino pitched all 9 innings in a season-ending 6-5 win over his former team, the Boston Red Sox, at Yankee Stadium. He helped his own cause, too, as he hit his 34th home run of the season in that fifth inning. October 1st, 1933, Washington Senators coach, wearing number 27, Nick Altrick, made the bench decision to play in a Major League Baseball game at the age of 57 years old as a pinch hitter. But he ended up facing Rube Wahlberg of the Philadelphia A's, and he went hitless in a 3-0 loss. October 1st, 1946, Cleveland Indians pitcher Bob Feller, number 19, claims his Major League Baseball 348th strikeout of the season in a 4-1 win versus Detroit. That record stood for 19 years, 348 in a season. October 1st, 1950, the Philadelphia Phillies clinched a National League pennant on number 8 Dick Sisler's 3-run home run in a season-ending 4-1 victory over the Brooklyn Dodgers. This was the Phillies' first pennant since 1913. And keep Dick Sisler in mind, because we're going to talk about him in just a little bit. October 1st, 1953, Brooklyn Dodgers catcher Carl Erskine, number 17, set a Baseball World Series record with 14 strikeouts in a 3-2 victory in Game 3 win over the New York Yankees at Ebbets Field. October 1st, 1955, Baltimore Colts fullback Alan Ameche, number 35, became the first rookie in NFL history to top 100 yards rushing in his first two games. He had 153 yards against the Detroit Lions in game two, after 194 yards in his debut versus the Chicago Bears in week one. October 1st, 1961, New York Yankees right fielder Roger Maris, number 9, became Major League Baseball's all-time home run leader when he passes Babe Ruth's mark with his 61st home run of the season off of Boston rookie Tracy Stoller, number 39, in a 1-0 win at Yankee Stadium. And of course, we just had that recently. That record has been tied by Mr. Judge up at the Yankees. Those Yankees know how to hit home runs, that's for sure. October 1st, 1967, in the number 43 STP Plymouth, driver Richard Petty continues his phenomenal NASCAR winning streak by taking the Wilkes 400 at North Wilkesboro Speedway, and it's an unprecedented 10th consecutive victory for Mr. Richard Petty. October 1st, 1977, Brazilian soccer star and great Pelé, wearing number 10, played in his final game for the New York Cosmos in an exhibition against Santos in front of 75,000 fans at Giant Stadium. His 1,281 goals in 1,363 games are right up there with the elite of ever in the game of European football, or what we in the States call soccer. October 1st, 1989, Dallas Cowboys defensive end Ed Too Tall Jones records his 1,000th NFL tackle in a 30-13 defeat to the New York Giants at Texas Stadium. October 1st, 1989, Major League Baseball titles are decided on the final day of the regular season. It was a crazy day. In the American League, Kirby Puckett, number 34, goes 2-for-5 and edges out number 4, Carney Lansford of the A's, with his 339 to Lansford's 336 averages. Meanwhile, in the National League, number 19 of the Padres, Tony Gwynn, he went 3-for-4 and beat out Will Clark of the Giants, who were number 22 with them. Gwynn had 336 and Clark had 333. Those are your batting champions, 1989. October 1st, 1995, future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Mike Mussina, number 35, tossed the Baltimore Orioles' 5th consecutive Major League Baseball shutout in a season-ending 4-0 victory over the Detroit Tigers. October 1st, 1997, the Minnesota Timberwolves NBA forward number 21, Kevin Garnett, just 2 years out of high school, signs a record 6-year, $123 million contract extension. And on the ice, October 1st, 1999, that 99, just keep that in mind, because Edmonton Oilers retired Wayne Gretzky's number 99 jersey in a pregame ceremony before a 1-1 tie versus the New York Rangers, which in fact was fitting because the Rangers were the last team for which the great one Gretzky suited up for in an NHL game. October 1st, 2004, Seattle Mariners Japanese outfielder Ichiro Suzuki, number 51, smacked his 258th hit of the season, breaking George Sisler's 84-year-old Major League Baseball season record. Ichiro ends the season with 262 hits. And that is your sports break for today. That's your sports history for this October 1st. Glad you could join us. Hope you join us each and every day for more great sports history here on Jersey Dispatch and on Pigskin Dispatch. And as well, we have 30 different podcasters on the Sports History Network, and our podcasts are there too. Or go to your favorite podcast provider. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, sports history fan.
This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.